head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with Anoush Sariat, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So, here's Rick.
And here we are back again at the Rusty Satellite Show. This is your host, Rick Redding, and I introduce you on this show to the most interesting people in the Ville. I do it each and every week, 267 straight consecutive weeks, and I'm glad to do it. I'm really in a good mood this week. This show is a lot of fun to do. It led me to, through our sponsorship with Louisville Tourism, I was able to become a certified tourism ambassador this week. That's right. Treat me with more respect. I am an ambassador of the city. The program, and you can sign up for it too, is run through Louisville Tourism. You can go to Louisville.com and look up the Certified Tourism Ambassador Program. And I was basically in a class with about 20 folks, and we learned and talked about a lot in the city. Now, I will tell you that I did pretty good already going in. I know a lot of things about this city. The class covers the history, the neighborhoods, the different sections of town, and what it really means to put your best foot forward in terms of welcoming people to town. And it also explains to you just how big tourism is in this city. It is a big, big business, and a lot of the jobs in this town would not exist without a thriving tourism business. And so I am one of those guys. I got a little pin to prove it. If you look on Facebook, you can see my certificate. And thanks to the folks at Louisville Tourism for setting me up with that. I really enjoyed it. We went over to the Radisson over there across the river in Indiana. And anyway, I'm very happy about it. I'm glad to be a certified tourism ambassador. And glad to have Louisville Tourism on board. This week, the Bourbon City Guest of the Week, brought to you by Louisville Tourism, is Mike Bone, and he has a very interesting job. He is the beverage director down at Angel's Envy Distillery, and believe it or not, I take pride in like being having stepped foot in every building in the city almost, but I'd never been to Angel's Envy since they opened back in 2016. I'd had a couple opportunities and missed out, and now I know what it's like inside. It is like all these new distilleries. They have a tasting room that's just outstanding. You can't go in there just off the street. You have to go on a tour, and the tours are very limited. So it's something I think after you hear from Mike, you'll certainly want to look into. They're doing some cocktail classes that he's talking about. Very interesting background on Mike Bone. So stay tuned for that. Before we get into our first guest, I am going to mention a couple of my sponsors. I'm very proud to have Passport Health Plan on board. I'm going to talk a little bit later in the show about a project I'm doing with Passport and my guest next week, which will be is related to Passport. So thanks to them for being a sponsor. Also, my friends at iCare Institute, as you know, I underwent LASIK surgery and just 2 weeks ago. And I'm seeing like as well as I have in my life. Dr. John Meyer has done more than 7,000 LASIK surgeries. He was one of the first, the pioneers in the industry, and he is does a great job out there. So if you're thinking at all about getting your eyes fixed, even if it's not LASIK, if you get something else going on, call him down there at 502-589-1500. Tell him you heard about it on the Rusty Satellite Show, and I would appreciate that. I'll talk about my other sponsor, Heiser Health, in the next segment. But I want to get to our first guest, and it's a special one. This is a big week here at the Rusty Satellite Show. Neely Bendapudi is the new president at the University of Louisville. We were scheduled to have her on the show back on Friday, July 13th, but guess what? At the time that we were supposed to be doing our interview, Neely was speaking to the media about taking John Schnatter's name off of the buildings over there at U of L. So we pushed it back a little bit, and was happy to be there. And you talk about buildings I hadn't been in. I got to go over to her new home, the president's home on Longest Avenue. And as you remember, a lot of you might know the only thing you know about that home is that Dr. Ramsey, Dr. Bendapudi's predecessor, chose not to live there and used it to, I guess, host parties and do other things, including that party where he was photographed with that sombrero that cost him all kinds of embarrassment and grief. Anyway, Neely is moving in, and she is just so personable and so much fun to be around. She makes you feel good. She is making the rounds around town to introduce herself to alumni, to businesses, to students, and you know, everybody. You'll see. I wanted to do the same picture that I've seen 100 times. She's my Facebook friend, and she does this picture with people and puts the L up and smiles, and she's just delightful. She's obviously female Indian heritage, and has a great experience and is well equipped to do the job as president of the university. And I don't think she'll steal money from or pay off her friends like James Ramsey did. I hope not. But anyway, I really like her, and I think you will too once you hear the interview. She is going to be speaking at our Breakfast of Champions event in September. It'll be the second Tuesday of September. I hope you will make plans to be there and meet her in person. She'd love to meet you. I promise you that. She's really on that that nice honeymoon where you go around and meet everybody, and everybody wants to see her because it's a very exciting time over at the University of Louisville. A lot of good things going on, trying to put some bad things in the past, and I ask her about all that stuff in this interview. So anyway, I hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back after the interview to talk about some other stuff.
I admit, I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up, until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and her Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at PassportHealthPlan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
And today I am over at the U of L President's House with Neely Bendapudi, who is the new president of U of L. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the city.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on, and I'm honored you chose to come here and talk to me.
Well, it's interesting. I've always wanted to be in this building. I always tell people I've been to almost every building in the city, but you know, this place you're moving into. And how's that going?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just such a great neighborhood. People have been so warm, so welcoming, and we're looking forward to living here and opening up our doors and have the community come visit us.
So you got pictures on the wall, all that stuff? Right?
They're not all up. That's the problem. You know how that is. We just are still unpacking and deciding where everything goes.
Okay. Well, I guess you're kind of on a honeymoon of sorts. You seem to be going around, spending a lot of time with alumni and businesses and all that. Hmm. And I've noticed, and thank you, you're my Facebook friend as well.
Hey, I like it.
one of your 5,000. But you do spend a lot of time on social media. Do you do all that, some of that yourself? Or
I do.
You don't hire that out?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
At some point I might, but right now it's just me.
Well, it's good. I looked at your timeline. You're showing up at a lot of different places, doing a lot of things. I was going to ask you about some pictures you put up with you and politicians, that like Mitch McConnell and I think Rand Paul and John Schnatter, they got unfavorable reactions. How did you handle that, or was that expected?
You know, it is what it is. I'm always, I want to be candid with people that I am going to be engaging with as many people as I can. And as they care about the University of Louisville, that's part of my job, to be advocating for the university and visiting with different people. So you'll see that, you know, that's the nature of the world we live in, where people get to share their opinions.
That's right.
I don't take it personally.
Yeah, well, it's good that you're up on social media, so you have Twitter as well. So it's very nice to have a presence sort of with it, I guess. Let me ask you about the specific thing. We were scheduled to do this, you know, about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
and you had this news item come up with John Schnatter, and I just want to ask you about that decision making process in terms of disassociating the university from him. You acted quickly and decisively. And what went into that decision?
You know, there's not a whole lot new I can share with you from when that happened. It mm-hmm. was difficult, but it's one of those things, right? Leaders, we're hired for our judgment, and some people will like it, some people will not. All I can do is say, hey, I'm going to do my very best to say what's in the best interest of the university.
Okay.
And so the board was with me, and we thought that acting quickly made sense.
Okay. And not to get too much into that, but the only downside, I guess, from the public's point of view, is it looks like it would cost the university a lot of money to do this. Is that a factor at all, or will the university indeed lose money?
You know, it's one of those there where we know that, as I said, there are legal ramifications, and we'll have to handle it as we see what proceeds.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to stuff about the university itself. Mm. It seems like your university had a rough couple of years with your predecessor. And do you feel like you're on any sort of a repair mission when you go out and see people?
Are you bringing people back? Well, with some people, that's true, as you can imagine. Whenever something like this happens for any institution, there will be hurt feelings. Some people actually use the word wounded, that they felt wounded through this. And so my job now is pretty simple, Rick, is to say, please don't punish the students. Please don't punish the university. We need everybody. We need people back. And my mission, my hope, is to talk about the future and where we will go. I will do everything I can to reassure donors, to reassure our alumni, because it's not just the money, it's the time they've put in, the trust. Clearly they care about this university. Sure. To say, we're going to do everything we can to be the very best stewards of your trust that we possibly can be. And what I'm finding is that people are saying, yes, I showed you an email, or at least I read out to you. It's wonderful when I see things like that. People saying, I've realized I've been upset, but I can't punish the university. I cannot punish, above all, the young people that are study here. I think this one said, I'll jump on the bandwagon.
jump back on the
donor bandwagon. Similarly, I got a check for $300 from somebody. And it made me so delighted, because it might not seem like a whole lot of money to somebody, but this was a retiree who said, put my name on it and said, I'm sending it back here in honor of you, that, you know, I want to support you. It's not me as the individual. The point was, for the university, that we know our best days are ahead and we need to re-engage. And so that makes me thrilled.
Okay. Well, it seems like there's a lot of different aspects of the university that you have to deal with as president. Has anything surfaced as a big challenge? I mean, most people would say, because it's the biggest, most public part of the university, it's athletics. And it's quite an upheaval there. But you're a sports fan.
I am a fan, no question about it. But everything in perspective to me. I feel like we're in very good shape with Vince Tyre. He's been, we're very much aligned. He's been very, very supportive of understanding being part of my team, what it means, what our priorities are. He clearly cares about the university, and that's a big, big plus for us. For me, athletics is a part of it. It's a big part of it, but it's a part of the university. And that's what I want everybody to remember, that on the academic side of the house, that's our core mission. That's why we exist. We want to make sure that we are a place where knowledge is created, knowledge is shared, knowledge is disseminated, and knowledge makes a difference. And so I have really enjoyed getting to know different parts of the academic enterprise. So trying to meet with our deans, with our vice presidents, learn what's going on within the university. And my mission will be to tell you more about it. I hope. Do you ever do repeat interviews, or is this it? Is this my opportunity? In which case, I'll line up a series of people for you to talk to, because there's some amazing researchers, amazing teachers, amazing staff and students.
Okay. Well, there have been about 500 or so guests on the show, and about maybe 20 or so have been back.
Ha ha ha! I'm just teasing. I'm teasing.
I would love to have you back and talk about the progress you make after you do it. In fact, I should mention, you probably don't know this, but you have a speech coming up to the Breakfast of Champions group. Do you know about that?
I know I have a lot of speeches coming up. I don't know if I know that's
coming. I'm sure you're busy.
Up.
But in the second Tuesday of September, you're speaking at the University Club, a group that I help organize called the Breakfast of Champions.
Fantastic.
So looking forward to
seeing
you there.
I look forward to it, too.
I can't imagine what your schedule's like. Give me an idea of how you're scheduled.
There's not a typical day. That's not unusual for most CEOs. You just never know what exactly is coming up. I enjoy being busy. And so this is a very demanding schedule. I do realize that I probably should make sure that I take some time off. This has been interesting, and because I didn't take time off between my past job and this.
Okay.
Usually, university presidents start on July 1, so that you wrap up at one place and you have some time before you come on board. Here, as you know, with the board, for a number of reasons, we wanted an early start. So I literally wrapped up at KU and started here on May 15. But I'm hoping over the maybe over December or something to take some time off. My typical day well, I just told you there's no such thing as a truly typical day. But I can say that on any given day, I want to make sure that there's interaction with faculty and staff, something internal and something external. So it's a mix between the two. I do spend a lot of time, as you have said, trying to meet with different constituencies, mainly because I'm new. And so it might change in a few months. I joke about it. Everybody wants to meet you when you're new, because unlike a brand, I cannot say new and improved Tide, new and improved sofa, right? You know, it's like, so this is my opportunity to be out there and meet as many people as I can.
Well, yeah, certainly it sounds fun and all that. I want to ask you about your adjustment to Louisville. It's different than Kansas, but have you gotten so far as to have favorite things, like favorite restaurants?
You know, I just want to make sure that people know that Louisville, Kentucky, is not very new to me. My parents taught at Northern Kentucky for a couple of years in the early 90s. And so I would come up there, and then I sit on a board of a company, and we have facilities in Horse Cave. And so I used to come pretty regularly there. And I spent the bulk of my academic career at The Ohio State University. And so, you know this part of the world, and we love it. I love Louisville. I can tell you that, because I love how we have everything here. But at the same time, it's so accessible. I wish that more people realized what a gem we have in Louisville. I hope all the locals realize it. I think they do.
Oh,
because
sure.
World-class food and arts and athletics, and at the same time, nothing seems that far away to get to. So I'm enjoying it. I'm hesitant to say favorite, but I can say favorites. Like, right, so there's a lot of places that I've been. I love the food here, I have to tell you. There's just such pride. I heard that we are one of the, if not the, one of the places with the most independent restaurants. Like, one of the restaurant's owners was telling me that.
Yeah, it's a very big restaurant. You mentioned you love podcasts, and I'll tell you, I do another one called Eat, Drink, Talk.
Ooh.
I do
love podcasts. I really do, because it's an easy way for me to catch up on what's going on and while you're walking or whatever else you're doing.
What do you listen to besides Now the Rusty Satellite Show?
Well, I actually am pretty eclectic on my collection of podcasts. So I love listening to history podcasts. I love listening to, things like, I think they're coming to town, everything from Snap Judgment to This American Life, the old favorites to the new. I enjoy just podcasts.
Yeah, I listen to some of those as well. So it's
I love Invisibilia and, you know, bunch of them.
Okay. So, and I guess you have to make time for that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm not having as much time as I should, but I those are things I enjoy.
Well, you're a delight, and I'm glad you were on the show, and I can't wait to see you in September at the Breakfast of Champions.
I can't wait either. Thank you so much. You are so gracious, and I appreciate this time. And I'll be sure to tell your college roommate hello for you.
All right, do that, please.
All right.
Heiser Health, your complete health source for preventative medicine and optimum health. Visit the experts of medical doctors and nurse practitioners so they can evaluate your overall health and your health as you age. Heiser Health uses the primary preventative technique of nutrition with real food and effective exercise. If you qualify, you may need hormone replacement to optimize your health. Call the experts at Heiser Health, 502-882-4252.
So I hope you feel better, as I do, about having Neely Bendapudi in the office of president of the University of Louisville. I know you may not remember all the stories about James Ramsey and how he finagled the money around. I don't know what he's doing now. He certainly dropped out of the spotlight. And you don't want to wish bad things on anybody, but, he comes close to that level. He did a lot of bad stuff, and his legacy is certainly tarnished over there. Neely is so delightful. I hope you'll join us at the Breakfast of Champions in September, the second Tuesday of September at the University Club. She is a delightful speaker, and I'm sure she'll have a great message for us on that day. That's good. I did want to mention my other sponsor is Heiser Health, and I'm just in a routine. I'm in a groove now with my exercise classes over at Heiser Health on in the Melwood Arts Center, three times a week, every week. I hardly ever miss, and I also am eating right, and so it's paying off. The day I walked in, March 8th, to Peggy Heiser's office, I weighed in at 229 pounds. The other day I was down to 193. So that's good. I bought a pair of size 32 waist jeans, first time since in a long time. We'll just say it's a long time since I've worn size 32. So I'm very happy about that, and it's benefited me in many ways. So go to HeiserHealth.com or give them a call over there at Heiser, and you can get in this kind of shape too. You get medically supervised diet and training and vitamins and stuff you need, you know. So that's the way to do it. The best way to lose weight and do it is on a medically supervised program, and Peggy will set you right up. All right, so what is going on in Louisville this week? This is my chance to talk about it. I did want to mention also at the CTA, the Certified Tourism Ambassador training that I went to, sat right next to Roger Baylor, who is a former guest on this show, and he is involved in a new business over there in New Albany called Pints and Union, and so I've got to go over there and visit that bar. Among many bars, I'm accumulating a list of places I want to go that I haven't quite been to yet. So that's all part of what we do over at Eat, Drink, Talk, my other podcast that I talk about with co-host Carolyn McLean about different restaurants and bars in town. We checked in with Chex this week. And if you're familiar with Chex in Germantown, I found out it has been in business since 1939, if you can believe it. I don't know that many Louisville restaurants have been in business that long. It's still not fancy, but they've made a lot of improvements. John Murrow, who's our guest, took over a few years ago, and they've got an East End location out in, I guess it's Middletown, out near Lake Forest, where Carolyn lives, and she wanted to make sure that one of her favorite haunts out in the East End was mentioned on the show, and it was. It's great. So I've got to get by Chex again. I'm sure I can find something on their menu that I can eat. They sell a lot of fish. I know that. So let's move on to some of the big news. The leadership in our town, they're doing a lot of interesting stuff. My good friend Chris Thieneman is always seemingly stirring up controversy and in the news. He told me about a week ago that his trial that dates back to an event that happened in September of 2013. So 5 years ago, he was involved in an altercation down in Brownsboro Road, actually near the place that I live now, and was accused of strangling his girlfriend, taking her phone away, and he was charged, and then finally there was a trial, and he was acquitted, but they fined him $500, and he wasn't happy with that, so Chris took him to court, and they tried to have a court proceeding, and a mistrial was declared in his case. So he's back to the drawing board. Chris will not give up on clearing his name of that charge. So we'll see what happens, but Chris is also involved in, he has been involved in the Explorer scandal in terms of trying to expose what's going on there. He is not a fan of County Attorney Mike O'Connell or Police Chief Steve Conrad or Mayor Greg Fisher. And the news is that this week Chris announced that he is running for mayor, which he has done in the past. I'm not going to say Chris has much of a chance to win. He's going to run as an independent. You know, that race is going to be likely won by Greg Fisher, the current mayor. Angela Leet is running as a Republican. There's four or five other independents, including Jackie Green, the bike advocate, who's been a guest on this show before. And Chris has jumped in the fray, and I think it's all going to revolve around getting some publicity for his causes. If you don't follow him on social media, Chris is a frequent Facebook Live communicator, and he will tell you what's going on in his life and with his causes. And he is really, with O'Connell, I talked about it on this show, he had a truck that said Mike O'Connell, Louisville Sexual Predator Protector on it, because O'Connell was, actually, when the thing came down about the explorers, he wanted to exploit and publicize the names of the victims at first, then he changed his tune, but he didn't get forgiven by Chris, and Chris made it a personal vendetta to try to damage him in his race. He's unfortunately won re-election against Brent Ackerson, who was on the show, and so now O'Connell is he's got a lifelong memory. Lifelong enemy in Chris Thieneman, who is now a candidate for mayor of Louisville. So that's a big news coming out of that camp. Talking about big names in the news, Rick Pitino, former U of L basketball coach, is in the news because he lost a case. He was trying to sue Adidas for the damage it did to his reputation and the events that led to his dismissal as coach at U of L. Well, Pitino lost his case. He is not going to get to sue Adidas. But, you know, Rick's going to stay in the news. He's still trying to collect, I think it's like $38 million of salary he believes owed to him. So we'll be checking in on that. Now, I always like to point out what an idiot our governor, Matt Bevin, is. And he certainly aspires to be as big a jerk as our president, who, by the way, called a prominent woman who used to work for him a dog this week. These guys resort to name-calling. That's their thing. That's their thing. If you're a real jerk and you have enemies, political enemies, you call them names. And they're like childhood, schoolyard, bully names. So this week, Bevin, who is on this pension crisis, has staked out his claim to, he said things about teachers, police officers, all public employees who are fighting him on what he wants to do with the pension system. He compared all those people this week to drowning victims that you just want to knock out and take over to the shore. Our governor said that. Governor Matt Bevin. What a jerk is what I can say about that. These guys, it's exasperating dealing with, watching the news and see President Trump calling somebody who used to work for him a dog because he didn't like what she was saying in the media, that she's on a book tour and she's promoting her book that apparently I haven't read, but says unkind things. So Bevin's, he's in the same category. He's the same guy. So those are kind of the big stories I've been following in the news this week. There's a lot going on in Louisville, of course, and I encourage you to check out eDrinkTalk.net. There's a schedule of things to do every day, provided by Laura Wallace, who is Louisville concierge, and she has been on this show, and she's great. And there's all sorts of things as we head into, we're leading up to football season. It's not that far away. And we're really looking forward to starting to hear a lot about football now. So it's a little too early for me to start talking about it, but I am going to be paying attention this year. I'm a season ticket holder, U of L games, up in the upper deck, next to Stephen George, right? Okay, and I want to talk one more thing before we get to our next guest, and that is next week, as part of my program with Passport Health Plan, there's a website called passportwellbeing.com. You can go in there and check. I just counted there are 40 stories that I've written about various people and places and things going on in the West End. It's a great primer for really, if you read that, you'd know a lot about the West End. Last week I did a story. I was really interested in this guy. There's an artist named Richard Sullivan, and he is a former pitcher for the Atlanta Braves system. He made it to Double A. He spent 6 years in the minor leagues, but he was also had a great interest in art. And when he finished his baseball career, he finished up his degree at Savannah College of Art and Design, and struck out to become an independent artist, and not a starving one. And I really got to know him, and the piece that I did on him will be up on Passport Wellbeing in a few weeks. But next week he will be my guest here on the Rusty Satellite Show. Looking forward to that. Richard Sullivan, he has a big project in his portfolio. He did 18 paintings that now hang in the at the Atlanta Braves new SunTrust Bank Stadium, and it was a big project for him, put him on the map, and he's got a lot of other things going on. Very interesting guy. Has a studio down in Portland that he got set up through Gil Holland, and you're going to be interested in that. So that's something. I know it's very rare for me to know 1 week who my guest is going to be next week, but Richard Sullivan is that guest. I think I'm working on setting up a return visit from Carrie Richardson of the Bourbon Women Association. They have a big event coming up called the Symposium, August 24th through 26th, and so I'm going to have her in here and talk about that. So a lot going on. I've been a very busy guy. One thing I did, though, yesterday I went down to Angel's Envy, and it is a beautiful, beautiful facility. They have some really unique things. We are so lucky to have so many great opportunities to tour distilleries. and find out, if you certainly there are things that are common to all these tours in terms of how they make, how the product is distilled and how it made up. Just a little while ago, we had the Old Forester Distillery downtown open on Whiskey Row. It's a big event, very cool. And I will say Rabbit Hole is either this week or next is opening up for tours. You know, we had the grand opening a couple of months ago for Rabbit Hole. They finished their building and they're making whiskey there. They're making bourbon, but now they're going to open it up for public tours, and that is a fantastic facility. Kaveh Zamanian is the guy in charge there and all that. But at Angel's Envy, Mike Bond, he is an interesting story in himself, a University of Texas graduate, and worked. He has a degree in, I think he said, radio, TV, engineering, something like that, that he's totally not using because he became he found work behind the bar that he started out down there in Texas, and he moved to New York to further his career and somehow ended up, as you'll hear in this interview, at Angel's Envy in Louisville, Kentucky. They're doing some really exciting things over there, and I thought you would want to hear about them. So here it is.
Next up, it's the Bourbon City Guest of the Week, brought to you by the Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Get a different taste.
All right, I have wandered my way into the Angel's Envy Distillery. First time in my life. I'm glad to be here. I'm with Mike Bone, who is...
I'm the beverage manager at the Angel's Envy Distillery.
All right. Well, you've got quite a job because I understand there's this great program that I guess you author. What can somebody learn if they sign up for a cocktail class?
So we have three different kinds of classes.
Okay.
We have our Henderson class, which teaches our old standby. It's our official distillery cocktail, the Henderson. It's very similar to an old fashioned. So that that cocktail class includes a full tour of the distillery, along with some appetizers, a little gift from us, and then, of course, the class itself.
Awesome.
And then we also offer, starting this month, we're offering classes featuring our rye whiskey, which is highly sought after. So we're going to be teaching a mix of classics and also some some cocktails created specifically here at the distillery. Okay. And then the final one, which I'm most excited about, is we're teaching a behind-the-bar class. And for that class, we're featuring some of our lead whiskey guardians from around the country. We're bringing them into the distillery. They're going to be behind the bar teaching a very interactive, hands-on class where our guests get to make both a cocktail with the rye, and then they get to get behind the bar, and they get to shake their own cocktail, they get to scoop their own ice, they get to squeeze their own peels, do whatever we want them to do. We've had guests shaking egg whites before. It's a lot of fun. It's very creative. It's very interactive. Guests get to get messy, learn exactly what it's like to be a bartender.
And at the end, I guess we get to drink.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. That's a big part of it. So good. Well, Mike, tell me a little bit about your experience here. When did you get here? How'd you get such a cool job?
Well, I'm actually a Louisville newbie. I've been here for about 5 months.
Okay.
I came down from Brooklyn, where I previously worked at Olmsted Restaurant in Prospect Heights. I learned about this job from one of the former whiskey guardians up in New York. He told me all about it and said he thought I'd be great for the position. And I came down here and I visited Louisville and I liked everything that I saw, everything that I heard. I loved the distillery and I applied for the job. And
all right. You used a term I'm not completely familiar with, so slap me for not knowing, but whiskey guardian.
Sure.
So what's that?
Whiskey guardians are basically our boots in the ground out in the field around the country. There's about 60 of them. We have five lead whiskey guardians, one for each region, and all of those five guardians are very invested in their field. They help manage all of their other guardians. We have some in each of our cities and all
so
the
it's
markets.
Just for Angel's Envy, though.
Just for Angel's Envy. They do pairing dinners. They do activations. They do education. And they are a huge part of why this brand is such a big success.
Okay. Yeah, and I've been reading about the success of the brand. Tell me a little bit of the history. I know it's been around a few years. I know this building, I remember this building not being what it is today. So you're new, but you must know some of the history.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Angel's Envy came about when Lincoln Henderson, who doesn't know Lincoln Henderson at this point, from
if you know bourbon, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So he was pulled out of retirement by his son Wes and his grandson Kyle, and they said, you know, Lincoln, let's do the thing that you've always wanted to do. Let's create the bourbon that you want to create.
Okay.
And so it was a passion project for the three of them, something that they could keep in the family and just keep bourbon in the family and keep working. And so they created Angel's Envy. A few years later, we have this beautiful distillery here. This opened up in late 2016. And now we have three expressions. We, of course, do our bourbon. We do our Angel's Envy rye, and then we have our Angel's Envy cask strength as well.
Okay, okay. And so you're from New York. You born and raised in New York as well?
I was born and raised in Texas.
Texas,
yeah.
Okay. Working in New York. Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being in a restaurant, but it's not. Is this something you aspired to do when you were?
No, absolutely not. I feel like many bartenders. I bartended my way through college, and mm-hmm. then once I got out of college, I was faced with the prospect of a desk job or getting into the field for which I studied, and I realized that I enjoyed bartending a whole lot more, and so I moved up to New York because, you know, that's where everything is happening in terms of the cocktail world. So I moved up there and cut my chops in the craft cocktail world, and worked at plenty of fantastic places there, got lots of experience, and next thing you know, I'm in Louisville.
Yeah. So your major was?
My major, I actually studied audio engineering in the radio, television, film program.
Okay. Well, what a disappointment to your parents you must be.
Absolutely.
You flopped right here into the Angel's Envy. The brand Angel's Envy, I mean, you know, if you're here in Louisville or anywhere, you're observing, there's a lot of choices. There's a lot of bourbons on the market. What makes this one, what's your selling point for this one?
Well, it's easy to say. We are a port finished bourbon. Mm-hmm. We were pretty much the first port finished bourbon that was out there, and you kind of see that popping up more and more here and there, but nobody was doing it at the time that we
and
did
that. And I guess that refers to the barrel.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. We take our bourbon, and once we finish aging it in the oak vessels, then we transfer it over to Ruby Port casks and we let it sit, and we do another aging in that. Similar to also for our rye, we also take our rye whiskey and we pull it out of the oak barrels and we put it in Caribbean rum casks for an additional 18 months.
Okay.
So we really focus on the finishing here. That's something that this brand is all about.
Okay. Well, very cool. Now, let me ask you about this facility. This is a beautiful room we're in. It is, I guess, if you go on a tour, you get to come in here. A lot of the distilleries are using their tasting rooms for a lot of different things. Is that going on here?
Yeah, absolutely. We have tours pretty much every day except for Tuesday here. It's $20 a tour. Reservations are available online. It's 12 person per tour. We like to keep it very small, very intimate, so we can focus more on the guests and get that education, okay, that premium experience across. And then at the end of every tour, we do a tasting here in the tasting room, and then we invite all our guests into the finishing room bar for one cocktail to enjoy. And then very often at night, we change this space into an event space. We host a lot of, we've hosted corporate events, birthday parties, wedding rehearsals, that kind of thing. And it's a beautiful space. So these glass partitions open up and really make it a nice space to enjoy your event.
Yeah, it seems like it would be, and it's amazing. I know you weren't here, but imagining it before Angel's Envy came in, it was just a desolate old brick building.
It had been sitting around for quite some time. This building has been through a lot. It's been from an elevator company to a tool company, and now a distillery.
Okay, okay. So let me ask the new resident question, because only been here a short time. What do you think of Louisville? What are the highlights for you of living here?
I love it so far. I went to college in Austin. I was in Austin for about 15 years, and that was a while ago. And I tell everyone I meet that Louisville reminds me of Austin about 15 or 20 years ago, before Austin got kind of too big for its own good.
Yeah.
And it's very laid back. It's very local focused, great bars, great restaurants, great people. Some of the nicest people that I've run into in a long time. And I'm coming from New York, so I guess that's not too hard. But but people go above and beyond here in Louisville to make sure that you're taken care of. And that's something as a hospitality professional that I can really appreciate.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you see that a lot. So people hate when I ask this, but you got some favorite haunts, some you know, outside of work, places you go?
Absolutely. You will very often find me at Holy Grail or Grail House.
Okay.
That quickly became one of my favorites once I discovered it. Outside of that, you might see me at the Pearl in Germantown, which I absolutely adore that spot. outside of that, I do like Mr. Lee's. I like Feast Barbecue and just hanging around the Nulu area as well.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting talking to someone like you who obviously don't have a memory of what it was like before all this stuff came in, and Nulu was more like the place where homeless people were and all that.
So I've heard.
So it's all good. Angel's Envy, but I guess I'm prepared to be disappointed, but I can't just. There's never a time where I can just come up here and enjoy the space and get a cocktail.
Unfortunately, the finishing room bar is only available to the tours.
Yeah.
So well, if you want to have access to the bar, book a tour. See the distillery, and then you'll end up with us.
Well, it seems like, there are a lot of tours available. Yours seems to be one of the most popular. Have the numbers been, you know, what you expect? And
absolutely.
I mean, we're here Tuesday, right? Or is this Wednesday? Oh, this is Tuesday. This is Wednesday. So there's tours going on today.
It's Tuesday. We don't have tours on Tuesdays.
I really should know what day of the week it is, don't you think?
It's okay. I'm surprised. I'm honestly surprised that I know.
So we don't have tours today.
Normally not on Tuesdays, but every other day we crush it. We can't get enough people on tour.
I guess the tour takes an hour or so, and
it takes about an hour, and then you head into the bar. So add on maybe another half hour for your bar time there.
And how many a day? I mean, how many are you running through here a day?
Oh, a day, it can vary.
I mean, it starts in the morning, or
it does. That's a easily 100.
Okay. And you, on a tour, are you part of the show that people come in here and you talk to them about the tasting?
You will find me behind the bar very often. So yeah, absolutely. I don't do any of the tastings. We leave that down to our distillery guides, who are absolutely fantastic. They walk all our guests through a 2-part. Tasting, which is really something that I don't see in a lot of other distilleries, the way we do our tasting. So,
and your tasting, you probably have more. I know 2 products, right? Or are there more?
In our tasting, we only taste our bourbon.
Okay.
We're still heavily allocated for our rye product, so we don't do that during the tasting.
Okay, awesome. Well, it's a very cool place. I really appreciate the opportunity to come down here and meet you, Mike. It's very good.
That's my pleasure. I appreciate you stopping by.
Kind of makes you want to go down to Angel's Envy, doesn't it? I'm going to try to get signed up for one of those tours down there. I've been to most of the tours of distilleries like Evan Williams, and I've been to Peerless and Copper and Kings, and all those are great. Last week, we went to Bardstown Bourbon Company. I'm going back there for this show. I went down and did an interview for Eat, Drink, Talk. I'm going back for the Rusty Satellite Show. They're going to be our Bourbon City Guest of the Week, brought to you by the Louisville Tourism. I'm going to talk to David Mandel once again down there at the BBC, I guess is what they called it. All right. So thanks to Mike for taking time out of his schedule to talk with me. And so much thanks to Neely Bendapudi, the new president at the University of Louisville. What a pleasure. She really wants to come back on the show again. So we'll try to set that up. A lot nicer than her predecessor, I'll say that. And a reminder, Breakfast of Champions in September, the second Tuesday in September. She'll be our speaker and down at the University Club. It's a great deal. You can go on, I don't think we put the event page up yet on Facebook, but it will be soon if you want to check out the Breakfast of Champions Louisville page on Facebook. And Facebook's a good way to get in touch with me as well. I will accept your friendship if you don't know me and you want to get a message to me. You can send it through Facebook. We also have a Rusty Satellite Show page. We have an Eat, Drink, Talk page and a Louisville KY, the Pulse of the City page. Right there on Facebook. So there's a lot of ways to get in touch with me. talk to me about the show. I really enjoyed it. I'm a world-class Uber and Lyft driver. I've been picking up people, and a lot of times they want to know what I do in addition to driving, so I talk about the show. I learn a lot. I tell you, I learn a lot. I think this Certified Tourism Ambassador thing is going to pay off for me because, I like to talk to people, strange people, find out what makes them tick, and a lot of those people want to talk to me about the show. So anyway, stay tuned for the show. It is a blast being here with you. I'm always open to new ideas, and the show seems to be kind of on a roll, and that's because I've got some great sponsors. I want to mention once again Passport Health Plan, Louisville Tourism, Kaiser Health, and my good friends at Eye Care Institute. I am seeing very clearly now thanks to them. So hope you have something cool going on in your life. I know school's back in, and it used to be a bigger deal to me than it is now, but it's good to have things getting back to normal, I guess. All the things we hoped were going to happen in the summer, I hope they all happen for you. I know they're happening for the city of Louisville, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I hope you'll mark this down. If it's your first time listening, mark this down. It is the most interesting podcast in the Ville, the longest running independent podcast in the city, going on 5+ years now. And very proud of that, and love to get your feedback. I'll be back next week, and I can say this now, and my guest will be Carrie Richardson of the Bourbon Women's Association and the artist Richard Sullivan, who has a great studio in Portland. You'll be very interested in hearing from both of those guests on the next Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.
Time I